5 months ago today, March 12, the NCAA called off spring sports because of the pandemic. Now a plan to play fall sports is in jeopardy. Two big college conferences, the Big Ten and Pac-12, say they will not play football or anything else because of the pandemic. What does that mean for a big football town? Nick Evans reports from WOSU in Columbus, home of the Ohio State University.
Columbus, Ohio lives for its football team, the Ohio State Buckeyes. The city is bigger than neighbors like Cleveland and Cincinnati, but doesn't have a pro team of its own. That means sports fans pour their attention into the college football team, regularly packing the 100,000-seat stadium on brisk Saturdays in the fall. But COVID-19 is changing all of that. At Planks Beer Garden, talking heads on big screens are chewing over the decision to delay games. So is Greg Wright.
It's tough when you're a Buckeye fan. You're a Buckeye fan, and not getting to see him play is very disheartening. In my personal opinion, I think it's a crock.
Wright is skeptical about how dangerous the virus is to players' health. Instead, he worries what the move means for those headed to the NFL. He wonders how the changes might impact recruiting, as rising high school players try to catch on with college teams. And he's annoyed that only about a week ago, the Big Ten released its schedule for the coming season.
They kind of build you up and then pull the rug out from under you. And I think that's really disappointing. You know, we were expecting, you know, interleague games, and then now it's gone.
But in an interview on the Big Ten Network, Commissioner Kevin Warren insisted that schedule was always contingent on what they knew about the virus.
We felt it was important to plan to organize a schedule that if we were fortunate to play fall sports, and especially football, that we would have to, we would have a schedule in place. But, you know, 6 days is 6 days. And I made it very clear also that this was a day-to-day situation.
Still, Warren wouldn't point to any specific medical concern that changed the calculus, citing instead the, quote, uncertainty of the moment. Simone Sanders isn't buying it. She agrees with putting off the season, but says they should have made the call sooner.
They should have thought about what they were going to do when they knew coronavirus was coming. You know what I mean? Like way back in like April or whatever the time is. But you wait until almost September when you know football season is coming.
But for a city that puts so much stock in its college football team, the prevailing emotion isn't anger so much as resignation. Monty Elmore sits in his car at the grocery store. Kids are playing in the back seat. And he acknowledges this delay might not be the last.
Yeah, because they say we haven't seen the worst of this virus, so. And it's almost flu season, so yeah. I mean, I expect to see it be pushed back some more, maybe even put off for the whole year. So, I would like to see them play, but not at the cost of their life.
In a statement announcing the move, Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith wrote, "Caring for athletes' health and safety is their foremost responsibility." The school says players will continue to train, and those who have scholarships will keep them. For NPR News, I'm Nick Evans in Columbus.